This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. That's according to both leaders' offices. The 40-minute phone call was part of coordination efforts, the French presidency said, before Macron travels to Moscow on Monday and on to Kiev Tuesday, where he is due to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Over the weekend, Macron also held talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg, plus the leaders of Baltic nations. And again, U.S. officials say that Russia has already assembled at least 70% of the forces it needs to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, but would come at an enormous human cost. U.S. President Joe Biden is now looking forward to a visit to Israel later this year. That's according to what he told Prime Minister Naftali Bennett during a phone call between the two leaders Sunday, according to a White House statement. Mr. Biden also conveyed his unwavering support for Israel's security and full support for replenishing the Iron Dome air defense system. The pair also discussed fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. And the U.S. leader hosted Bennett at the White House last year, where the pair glossed over their differences and put up a united front. A group led by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate denied Sunday it knew the head of Islamic State group killed in a U.S. raid lived in an area under its control. The IS leader, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qarashi, blew himself up Thursday during the nighttime raid on his house in Syria's northwest region of Idlib. In a statement, it said they condemned the U.S. operation. This is VOA News. Queen Elizabeth II is now marking the 70th anniversary of her accession to the throne by making clear her wishes for when her son, Prince Charles, succeeds her. And Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on Monday that he wants to speed up the country's COVID-19 booster shot program to 1 million shots a day by the end of the month, about double the current pace, according to public broadcaster NHK. She had told a budget committee meeting that he has instructed ministers to work with local governments to speed up inoculations as much as possible. Papua New Guinea's prime minister has returned home from Beijing after a positive COVID-19 diagnosis, scratch plans for face-to-face meetings with Chinese leaders. He was in China to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, according to the government, and had been expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, but instead held a virtual meeting with China's premier. Honduras President Xiomara Castro has tested positive for COVID-19, saying Sunday, adding that she has mild symptoms and will be working in isolation. Castro was sworn into office in late January. Mexico authorities Sunday cleared a makeshift camp in the north of the country where hundreds of migrants heading toward the U.S. border had been holding out for more than a year in what rights organizations criticized as deplorable conditions. And nearly 400 migrants have been transferred by bus to three different shelters near the border city of Tijuana, where the city's mayor said they can remain indefinitely. He promised them help regardless of whether they want to stay in Tijuana or return to the countries of origin. At least 8 people died and another 15 were injured in a bus accident Sunday near the popular Mexican resort of Cancun. The bus was carrying around 45 passengers, several of them foreign nationals, according to local media. According to preliminary information, the bus overturned after hitting a truck that was working on the Mayan tourist train the government is building in the area. And the cyclone killed at least 10 people in southeastern Madagascar, the second to hit the Indian Ocean island in just 2 weeks. The cyclone swept inland late Saturday, triggering floods, bringing down buildings and cutting power. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.